This is Josh the Shaman, once again coming to you. And what I'm talking to you today about is keeping this life short and simple. Let's keep this simple. I'm here to simplify your life right now. This is not a session where I'm about to tell you a whole bunch of complex information that's about to complicate your life. I'm going to tell you some things that make it very simple. Okay? There's a power that created this universe and is continually doing it. If you go back to when there was nothing in the universe, there was nothing, not even the universe. Once you realize, you go back to that time period in your imagination, and you imagine that there is no thing. You will also be aware that your awareness of I am was. Because that is the perceiving presence that was there at the beginning of everything. That might seem insignificant. But what it means is the same I am-ness that you're experiencing as Stacy, Johnny, whatever your name is. And whatever you attribute to your name. The I am that sustains that personality is the same I am that is currently sustaining the universe. There is no difference except in degree. But the same qualities, the same powers, the same creative ability, the same order, all come from that consciousness. That is obviously, since there was nothing else at that time, that was obviously what had to have created this entire cosmos. There's no other element. There's no other element. So the only element there was to make this universe from is I am-ness. Conscious awareness of being was the only thing, as you can tell by going there yourself, the only thing that could have possibly existed. It's the only thing that could have even, that could have possibly existed. So that has to be the basis of existence itself. This should be apparent to you if you just go back. Let's keep it simple. Now, you can start telling me about all the science. You can tell me about all the science that goes with that. Okay? And if you go to all the science, if you go to all the science that tells you anything more complicated than what you can demonstrate in your own imaginative experience, you will get confused. And this is what the world does. They mistrust themselves. They mistrust what they can directly experience with their own mind, not recognizing that that is the same exact thing that created the entire cosmos and currently sustains it. So the intelligence in the mind, or I am-ness, is more intelligent than any fact that can appear within it. Let's keep it simple, y'all. So what should I trust? The mind that produced the facts, or the facts themselves individualized, sectioned off? Obviously, the answer is you want to connect to the consciousness that produced the facts, and that the facts have their being, live and have their being. Go back to the beginning. Now, when you recognize this to be true, now you want to put it to the test. Let's keep it simple. Rather than speculating and looking at new articles and reading another book, rather than doing that, let's put it to the test. If it's true that consciousness, I am-ness, produces all things, and it has to produce it by being it, because that's all that existed, is being, then we can create our lives by being what we want to be, by changing our being. That has to be the case, right? All right. Let's see. The question that we're going to pose is this. If I become someone new, will my life become new? If I become someone new, will my life circumstances reshape themselves to match the new me? Let's ask that question. That's a simple question. It's a simple question, but it's a powerful question. All powerful questions are simple. Okay? If I change myself and who I believe and am convicted and feel myself to be, will my circumstances also change to match who I'm claiming myself to be? If you ask that question and you put it to the test, the only way you could do that is by changing yourself and who you are claiming yourself to be now, here and now, all day long. So the task is continually, perpetually, without ceasing, be someone else. Completely change. That's it. Without ceasing, be someone else. That's all you have to do. Without ceasing, with no interruption, a continual experience. Be someone else. Make someone else you. If you are broke right now, be rich. Feel rich. Experience rich. Spend rich. Think rich. Move rich. Talk about riches. Talk rich. Converse rich. Give rich. Everything rich. Become only rich. Continue and do not stop. Now, there is no damage. There's nothing bad. Like, there's nothing bad that can come from that. Nothing bad can come from that. Nothing bad. Absolutely nothing bad can come from you acting rich, claiming rich in every part of your being. Because the minute you do that, what I guarantee will happen, based on understanding how this universe happened, and also experience, in some miraculous way that is beyond your thinking. In some miraculous way beyond your thinking will come the exact thing you are claiming yourself to be in physical form. The physical things of your world will be the offspring of what you claim yourself to be and what you experience yourself to be. Your bank account will be an offspring. Your relationship will be an offspring. Your emotional state will be an offspring. The land you own or the land you go to and experience, that'll be an offspring. Every single thing will be an offspring of what you've claimed yourself to be. This is a fact. Now, it's a fact that you could only see if you put it to the test. Keep it simple. Don't think about it. Test it. Don't agree or disagree. Test it. Stop thinking and test it. Don't believe. Test it. Don't doubt it. Test it. That's it. There's nothing else to do. Now, why is there nothing else to do? Because what could go wrong? Nothing. Nothing. The only thing that could possibly happen in that circumstance is you could possibly be rich. Or you could possibly feel better in that circumstance. You could feel richer. And what could you see? How could that be wrong? Now, here come all the ideas that rush into your head. all of these complicated ideas that say, well, am I supposed to feel good? Or is it good, bad? Or is bad, good? And how do I know? And what's the paradox of life? And do I need to break it down? Let me go talk to Joe Rogan. Let me do some other research. Let me figure out about consciousness. Let me study my whole... Okay, no. Test it. Because nothing else does it except test it. Nothing else does it. You won't know from all of those researches and those interviews that you listen to unless you have some connected experience to what they're saying. Now, if you've lived life for any decent amount of time, here's what I know. I know that you've experienced a miracle or something that could not be explained by your thinking. It was too accurate and too mysteriously connected to ignore. And you can start there. Our first experiences with the miraculous are gifts. They're graced to us. They happen a lot more to the new person coming into this than they do to maybe somebody who's deeper into the journey. Because you do have to run into your thinking. You have to finally correct your thinking. So you run into these circumstances where it's very difficult to apply this test. And the only obstacle to overcome are the things that prevent you from doing this test. That's it. So what could possibly stop you from testing out this theory, this truth, this fact that when you change your consciousness or asking a question, if I change my consciousness about myself, will my circumstances change to match? Okay, what would prevent you from asking that question sincerely? Number one, you think you know something already. Let's keep it simple. The only way that you could not receive something is if you already have something. If you already have something, there's no way to receive in your hand if you already possess something contrary to what's been given. Okay? I can't give you anything, or no one can give you anything if you already know. So you will not be inclined to ask the question because you possess an answer. You can't possess an answer and look for one at the same time. If you think you know, there is no searching. So, the part in the Bible where it says, seek and ye shall find. We got to deal with the first problem. I already have something. I can't seek something I already think I have. Okay, so that's the first obstacle. The first obstacle is solved by saying, I don't know. And realizing the depth of I don't know. This is the first task. Stop knowing. Quit your knowing. Okay, whatever you think you know, dismiss it for an hour. A day. Dismiss everything you know for an hour a day and try on some kind of new question. And the question I would try on if I'm you is the question of, if I changed myself, what I believed about myself, what I could experience about myself, if I could change that, will my circumstances change? Ask yourself that question and then test it. Just do it for an hour. Practice being somebody new. And then the thing is, you'll like to be that person so much that you'll just naturally start to become him. That seed will grow, that 10% of your day, or that tithe of your day, will turn into a blessing that you do not have room enough to receive. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, it will be delivered unto your lap. What will this new person? this new person, and it's in his reality or her reality, will be pressed down, shaken together, running over, and delivered into your lap. Because the tenth that you give is you give yourself. You give your faith. You give your consciousness. You give all the part that you can give, you give it. Your conviction. Your certainty. Your claim of it. You're walking in it as it. That's what you give. That's a tenth. That tithe will turn into a blessing you do not have room enough to receive, which is the entire reality that goes with this new person you've become. Keep it simple. Let's keep it simple. Test it. Stop claiming that you know something you don't. Recognize that if you are claiming something that you know something that you don't, then it can be nothing other than the insane part of you or the insanity of the world that's infected you. And the thoughts have not come from you. Just assume that. That those thoughts have not come from you. That'll help you dismiss them. They haven't come from you. Those are not yours. Because you don't feel them inside as a natural part of you. These lies that you can't do it, that you gotta be smart. You just don't really believe those. They've been given to you, but you don't believe them. Just disbelieve them for an hour. And then you'll feel so good that you will drop them for another 2 hours. And then you're gonna start seeing miraculous things happen because of that new opening in your life. And the more of an opening, the more opening for miracles. Test the miraculous.